that while this is Thursday, as I just said, we need to take care of something that's very important to acknowledge that actually is going to be happening on Saturday, June 18th, 2022. Pat Johnston, our expert in this particular area of expertise.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Almost redundant, isn't it? Our expert in this area of expertise.
It's okay.
Yeah, you know, all right. I tend to do those kinds of things. You brought something to my attention that I did not realize that is coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, the music world will recognize the 80th birthday of one Sir Paul McCartney this Saturday.
Wow.
80 years old, Paul McCartney. Many probably cannot believe he's going to be turning 80. But yeah, and I know that if we were on the air, you know, you would probably do a wake-up song in his honor, of course.
Well, definitely.
You know, he has a couple tunes you could have maybe chosen. Yeah, you know, just a few.
I've heard the name.
But no.
What does he do?
Yeah. I used to, when I used to host the old First Day show, I did a segment called The Beatles Minute, and really, really enjoyed doing it. And I would be derelict in my duty, gentlemen, if I let this opportunity go and not highlight at least something from Sir Paul McCartney's prolific career.
Okay, you got a minute.
Okay, 60 seconds. Here we go. I have to say, and those of you who remember, I've always said that John Lennon's music always hit me a little bit more than Paul's, but as I've gotten older, I grew to appreciate not just George Harrison's music, too, by the way, but also Paul McCartney's music. And I think that's because Paul was just always there. I don't know if that makes sense, especially, but like, you know, the other three would sort of fade in and out, you know, and Paul was just always there. And of course, obviously, John Lennon and George Harrison dying, but Paul was just always there.
I kind of looked at him as the of the four, the most normal.
I'd say maybe the best businessman.
Of them too. I would agree.
He's very good at self-promotion.
Still
Paul.
Is.
Yes, exactly. He still is. But you know, I really didn't appreciate, and I think, like I said, I don't think I really appreciated Paul McCartney just because he was just always just there. It wasn't until I was doing that segment every Sunday, and I would listen to interviews, read about songs, and then listen to them. I was like, wow, this Paul McCartney guy. Breaking news. Not bad. Not bad. Maybe this is the reason why I'm like a huge, huge, huge Beatles fan is that Paul McCartney.
40 years late, but that's all right.
Exactly. And you know what? When you get to watch the documentary, the Let It Be documentary that was released last Thanksgiving, you really gain a huge appreciation for Paul McCartney and just seeing how he creates songs. It is just a treat to watch. And you just marvel at how somebody can be blessed with the ability to just write songs, write melodies so easily like he has for many years. So, as I said, Paul has many, many songs, but I'd like to go with this one to kind of highlight his career. It was from the Beatles' White Album in 1968, and I found this interview that he did a few years ago talking about the song and how he was able to develop the medley, and I just think the melody, and I think this is just... It gives you insight into how this guy's mind works, and it is amazing. So go ahead, Charlie.
But we had a little piece which was like a party piece to show people that, you know, we weren't as stupid as we looked. And it was by Bach. It went like that. So what we liked was as the melody, and then there's or whatever, you know, the bass line going at the same time. That was kind of harder to do than anything we did. So that was how we did it. But we got it wrong. It should go da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- And that bit, I kind of always liked. So then I ended up adapting that years later, remembering this little thing we used to do into sort of... I'm just looking for all those little shapes. So it had a melody on the top and a little bass line. So that's where Blackbird came from. You know what's nice about it is that people who play guitar all around the world learn it. Lots of people learn it. So I run into lots of people, you know. I even remember George Harrison saying to me, is this how it goes? Because, you know, George hadn't really watched while I did it on the session. He didn't sort of ask me to show it him. So years later, he'd just been trying to pick it up, you know. But I just like the fact that people like it enough to try and learn it. That's a great tribute for me.
So that's how he came up with Blackbird. And one of my favorite songs on the Beatles' White Album. It was Paul. He wanted to write a song about the civil rights struggle in America. He wasn't exactly sure how to go about it, and so that's the thing. He goes back to when he was about 16 years old, when he and George Harrison would play that Bach tune for some people, and that's how it all started.
Amazing.
It is. It is amazing how the mind works.
He was interviewed on one of the myriad of Queen Elizabeth shows that were on the Smithsonian mm-hmm. Channel, and he's very humble. You listen to him. He talked about his childhood and coming up and what he thought of the Queen and how many times he's met the Queen. Yeah. I mean, right. it really was inspiring in a way. It was kind of interesting.
Yeah. No, he is. It was Bob Dylan who said, I think about a year ago, he said the one person that he's most jealous of is Paul McCartney, because he said Paul has the ability to just come up with melodies at the drop of a hat. He goes, nobody can really do that, but he can. And he's jealous. Bob Dylan, jealous of somebody. And it's Paul McCartney. So with that, Charlie, if you don't mind, let's just play the final version, how it all sounded here. Here's Blackbird.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly, into the line of a dark black night.
All right, so there you go. I just wanted to play a little bit, and Art, you were saying you could hear him tapping his feet.
Yeah.
You can find, there's footage of when he was recording this song in 1968 and at Abbey Road Studios, and he's wearing these big wooden shoes. And George Martin puts a microphone down there at his feet.
Oh, really?
And then a microphone at the guitar and a microphone, obviously, for his vocals. And it's that simple. That's it. And it becomes, like, you know, one of the greatest songs ever written. So that's all it took. And it's pretty cool to watch. Wow. And let me remind everybody, 26 years old.
Yeah.
They were doing this stuff. And that's what I think a lot of people, sometimes we see the Beatles in black and white and you know, even in color later and all that. But still, these guys, they were 23, 24, 25, 26 years old when they were writing these songs that will last for generations. Yeah. It's still amazing. Yeah. It's still amazing.
That's one of the generational aspects of the Beatles, for the fact that they did it as the Beatles. Then they all did it in their solo careers.
Yeah. Right.
And for Paul himself, of course, he even formed his new band. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. He had Wings. That's right. Yeah. And I'll say this too for Paul McCartney fans out there. Two albums, if you want to listen to something from the last 25 years or so, is two albums, I would say Flaming Pie and Chaos and Creation in the Backyard. Those are two really, really fine albums if you want to listen to Paul in the later years too. And I've always said, the day that Paul does leave this planet, I want to know who's going to pick the song that encapsulates, you know, Paul McCartney, because I don't think you can do it.
Yesterday.
I don't think that could be. That's one. That's one.
Somebody better ask Paul.
Yeah, right.
What
right.
song should we play, Paul?
So happy birthday to Paul, 80 years old this Saturday.